you think, or is your everything gonna be pretty much the same for you?
I guess when Dad was here, he was here with Heimerdinger, so I know he learned a lot of good stuff from Heimerdinger and stuff like that. So, just situation, we'll see once we get in the game and see how the game flow go.
You think, though, that the energy and the way everybody has reacted the last couple days is positive and things moving in a good direction?
Yeah, it's positive, but it really doesn't matter until we get out there on Sunday and see what we can do. It don't matter. People can be happy for changes and stuff like that and come out here and be upbeat and have good practices, but still don't mean that until we go out there on Sunday and see how it affects this team.
How do you think it impacts you?
Me? I just think when Dad was here, the years when I first got here and stuff, he was kind of up under Coach Heimerdinger, and just for him to sit back there and study and watch the type of things Heimerdinger did with me and got me involved in the game and stuff like that. Hopefully some things like that, but just like I said, we just have to go out there and see how the flow of the game goes.
How much dealings have you had with Dal, I guess, on a regular basis, I guess, over the last couple of years?
Dealing as far as?
Yeah, as far as communicating with him or dealing with him.
I talk to Dal all the time. Me and Dal are cool. We pretty cool. Good guy. Players, coach, you know what I'm saying? Talk to him every day. So he's a good guy for the job.
Campaigning to him maybe for more touches? Do you think a lot of guys are starting to do that?
No, I'm not going to do a thing like that. It's a situation where this is his first game, not want to put a lot of pressure on him or whatever. So hopefully he's just going there and know the right things to do or whatever.
It is a new guy calling the plays, so does that part of it excite you, or what are your thoughts on a new voice calling the plays?
It's a situation I know more after this game, after the first game, see how things go. I don't want to step out there and say all these type of things and it don't go well on Sunday. So it's a situation I have more information after the game.
How much could you run more zone stretches with Dell in there?
I'm not sure, be honest.
Well, why not?
Huh?
Why aren't you sure?
Because he haven't ever called a game, so I don't know.
He's a young guy. He's dealing with older guys.
Yeah.
Does that take any getting used to?
It take a little bit getting used to, but I still look up to Dow because when I got here as a rookie, he was here. So all the years I've been here, he's been here. He's been the coach. So I really don't think it's kind of a situation, a young guy and an old guy, because I had great success with Heimerdinger and he was an older guy. So it really doesn't matter to me. I think Dal, he's more of a type of coach to come to the sideline and ask me what type of players I like, what's going well, what do I want to try to run, and those type of things. So I feel it once we get in the game, and I might like a player, or I might want him to try to play, that he probably will run it.
Do you feel like you were able to give input prior to that?
Prior to that, I was able to let him know what plays that I liked in practice and things like that. But this situation, I guess it's a lot of coaches like that when they have their mindset and they want to run a play and want to run certain type of plays, they're going to stick to them and stick to their game plan and stick to what they want to run.
You look back at that first Texas game as maybe the game where you started maybe the running game started to put things together a little bit.
Yeah, I kind of look at that game. That's the first game we really was able to put a full game together. I think I had close to 20 carries that game or whatever, but it was kind of like the first game we was able to run the ball from the beginning to end and see what we really can do.
You think you can have some success against them again on Sunday? It seemed like they're pretty banged up at linebacker.
Yeah, they're pretty banged up, but it's a situation where it's more NFL guys over there on their team, so I'm pretty sure when you got a team like that, a playoff team, hopefully Super Bowl team, they got guys that can step in. They got backup guys that can step in. So at the end of the day, it's a situation where we're going to have to execute our plays in order to have success.
What do you think of ECU to the Big East?
I think that's a very, very big accomplishment, coming from Conference USA to only winning one or two games every year to end up being used to winning 7, 8, 9 games and then moving on to a different conference, and that's a pretty big accomplishment.
What do you remember about your game against Boise State?
To be honest, the biggest thing I remember is my fumble. Out of everything, I remember my fumble because we almost lost the game over that, but we still overcame it.
Brandon Marshall says that he's heard of guys who use Viagra as a performance-enhancing drug on the field. Have you heard of such talk?
No, I haven't heard that one. Never heard that one.
Is that it? Thanks, Chris.
All right.